Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. Have you ever felt like you're always the last one? And no, not because you love a good chat like me and you're the last one to leave all the time. My kids say this about me and it drives them crazy. Not that kind of last. The last that is because we feel overlooked, we feel forgotten. Just talking with my lady friends in my Bible study the other day, I think, 8 to 10 women, every single one of us felt that way at some point. So think about those times where you were the last one picked for a team. Maybe that brings back some childhood memories. Or you're the one that's passed over for a promotion. You're the one that's not invited to that social event. I think about what our kids have to deal with on social media. They can see who's going to whose friend's house, who's been invited first. They never get to leave that. They don't get to come home and leave that. It's not a great feeling, is it? And that's how our world operates. Very hard to change on a societal level, but I think we can start. It only takes one. Even if it doesn't change, I don't want us walking around fearing the last. I'd much rather have us think of the strength of those who were last. Last means nothing to God. God doesn't put us all in order. Otherwise, he would have given us each a number so we knew what place we were in regards to his love and grace. Instead, he gave us names. He gave us an identity, not a number. David in the Bible is the perfect example. He was not your typical hero material. He was a shepherd, a job considered lowly, not glamorous, definitely not trendy, the last picked kind of person. Yet God said, you, David. God chose him to be king. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode. All of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely. And now let's go live Insight Out.